to Shillong Time for Daily Market Wrap this Friday, March 15, 2024. Asian markets mostly declined on Friday as higher-than-expected PPI data out of the U.S. weakened the case for the Federal Reserve interest rate cuts happening soon. Markets from Australia to South Korea to Hong Kong fell, while Japan outperformed ahead of wage results due later in the day. All eyes also on next week's BOJ meeting, where some speculate the central bank may end the world's last negative rate regime. In China, shares swung between gains and losses after its central bank kept the rate on its one-year policy loan steady at 2.5% and drained cash from the banking system for the first time since November 2022. Here at home, the PSE index suffered its worst one-day drop in almost a year, falling 2.1% or 146 points to close at 68.22, also snapping its seven-week winning streak.
7,000 remains a very big resistance for the market. The recent high at 70.21 a few days ago eventually highlights one important factor for the market, which is basically inflation and interest rates. So the recent data out of the U.S. continue to highlight the risks of inflation. It's not only localized in the Philippines, and we're seeing it in other countries. So most likely, the expectation, including mine, seems to be shifting. I was actually looking at around third quarter for the possible cut. But if Philippine inflation will continue to rise close to 5%, in the second quarter of 2024, then most likely the emerging view for interest rates is probably we will not cut rates for the rest of the year, and that would be very detrimental to the market. Today is the Ides of March. We're seeing Asian markets down, Bitcoins down, so this is more of a risk of so to speak event. So probably in the coming weeks, we should be focusing on whether we will see a sustained break below 6,800.
The PSEI is now up by 8% on a year-to-date basis. As yet, ATIS has extended its rally since it fell to a low of 5,920 back in October 2023. So from the said low of 5,920 to its present level, the index is now up by about 17.6%. This gain that it had over the last 4.5 months leads me to believe that the index is actually due to at least consolidate in the very short run. Actually, in the last 3 weeks, the index has already stalled in and around the psychological 7,000 level. The index ability to tighten and just tighten and not really to substantially correct even its substantial gain over the last several weeks leads me to believe that the index is actually positioning for a likely upside break later on.
In corporate story, San Miguel Corporation posts a 67% jump in its 2023 full-year net income to nearly 45 billion pesos, citing significant volume growth across San Miguel Brewery, Ginebra San Miguel, Petron, and SMC Infrastructure, together with the integration of Eagle Cement's financial results. The Ramon Angled conglomerate is optimistic the country's robust macroeconomic fundamentals and its strategy will sustain growth throughout 2024, with the infra business sustaining growth trajectory with a continued traffic growth across its network along with increased travel. Well, the cement business is set to benefit from both public and private sector's push for infrastructure development. In other news, Asia United Bank, the banking arm of the Robisco Group, which reported record profits in 2023 of 8.3 billion pesos, confident that this year can even be better. Director Jacob Nang expects volumes to increase as rates go down, making up for a squeeze in margins. The bank also looking to diversify, focusing on consumer loans products and its e-wallet.
Corporate lending is a big majority of our earnings. It's about 60% of our net income.
All right.
So I think the industry is expecting overall maybe a 14 or 15% jump in corporate lending this year. As you said, everyone is just waiting for rates to go down. for the economy to continue growing, before they can start spending again on their capex and other corporate needs. We're only planning maybe 5 to 10 branch openings, but we're really excited about our new Hello Money product, which is our e-wallet. And we're looking to grow our consumer base. Mm-hmm. Because traditionally, as I've said, we've been more of a corporate lending bank. But we know that it's also nice to diversify. So we're looking to really boost our consumer loans business, which are real estate loans, motor vehicle loans, and salary loans.
And finally, the board of DFNN has approved private placements to raise additional capital of up to 450 million pesos to pay for existing debts, expand ventures into cybersecurity and artificial intelligence, as well as to create or acquire new gaming platforms. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.